front of me? Have you at some stage felt a little bit powerless? Well, James is saying today that when you feel like that, remember that you actually have access to a lot of power. It's when we are weak and when we are on our knees that we are at our most powerful. When we go to God in prayer, we have access to all this power, and the prayers we then pray to God are actually, according to James, quite powerful and effective. They result in something, he says. But who needs to be praying them? He talks about the prayers of God's children, of the faithful. They are powerful. The NIV, with many other translations, talk about the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And then so many people go, okay, that's the catch. It's not my prayers, it's the prayers of the righteous. So when the minister prays, perhaps, or the pastor of a church, surely that has more impact and more power. Or perhaps someone with a high esteem, the elders, yeah, when they pray, that has an effect. And we'll continue looking at this passage and we go, that's maybe why James mentions Elijah. So when Elijah prayed, God listened. And when we think of it that way, we often think, well, I'm but a poor sinner. I'm but a mere person in a congregation member, someone who might have come to faith only recently, someone who's struggling in life. So why would God listen to me? And if that's the way you think, you cannot be more wrong. You see, when James writes this letter, he writes it to exactly people like you and I. He writes it to people who are struggling. I mentioned this last week as well. The people who he writes this letter to are actually the refugees. They don't have material means. They are facing persecution. They are struggling in life. And yet James is saying to them that even their prayers have this immense power. When he calls on elders to come and pray for the sick, he's not saying that the prayers of elders are more important. In fact, elders are mere humans as well. They are like you and I. So sorry, Adele, and sorry, Rowan, and Bruce and the others here tonight who are elders. You don't carry more weight than anyone else here tonight, and I don't either. In fact, James says we're all sinners. In this passage he says we need to, as sinners, even confess our sins to one another. None of us can approach God on our merit at all. We're all equal. In fact, that's at the center of our faith, isn't that? It's at the center of God's grace. The fact that I am not righteous because of who I am or what I've done or my position or anything, but I'm only righteous right with God because of the grace of Jesus, because of His redemption work. In Jesus, I am righteous before God. And in Jesus, we're all righteous before God. And so therefore, in Jesus, if we pray in His name and approach God in His name, then our prayers are listened to and answered. We're all righteous before God. God listens to your prayers. When you pray, and it might just be a short prayer, it might be with open eyes while you're driving, it might be with a very common words, and I'll get back to that later as well, but just words that you use to God. It might be only with thinking in what you want to say to God. God listens to those thoughts and prayers. And He answers them. You are righteous before God. Yeah, but what about Elijah? I mean, certainly Elijah's mentioned here as well. And, oh man, he was a super prophet. People looked at Elijah, and certainly he was mentioned late in life again. And John the Baptist was compared to Elijah. They're all expecting Elijah to come again. Elijah was this great prophet. So we need to be praying like him, you might think. You remember the story of Elijah? So Elijah lived in the time of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, which was an evil time in the history of Israel. They led God's people astray and they started worshipping Baal, who was the god of fertility and of rain. And then Elijah went to Ahab the king and told him one day in 1 Kings 17, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word. And it happened. That is what he was praying. And God listened to those prayers. So yes, certainly Elijah was a super believer. And that's not the case. Once again, if you look at Elijah, and James wants us to see that, because he actually says, look, Elijah was a man just like us, and he prayed for these things. In fact, Elijah was a sinner. Elijah was someone who was doubting in his faith. Elijah was fearful. Elijah had depression at the stage, and yet God listened to what he was saying. When Elijah caused the 450 Baal priests to be slain. Queen Jezebel sent a warning to Elijah saying that the very next day he would be killed as well. And Elijah was scared. And he ran for his life. And he hid. And he was just lying there and saying, I cannot continue with life anymore. Life has no meaning. He was doubting faith. He was doubting the power of God. And God had to reach out to him. A person just like you and I. God uses normal people to serve him in his kingdom, and he called normal people, normal sinners like you and I, to be prophets for him, as he did with Elijah. He did not listen to Elijah's prayers because of who Elijah was, but he listened to his prayers because he was righteous and he was faithful. So we need to understand and know that when we approach God in prayers, we are exactly the same as Elijah was. We're exactly the same as Paul was, or Peter was, or any of the disciples. God sees you as righteous. God treats you as his children, and therefore he listens to you as he would anyone else. Okay, so maybe powerful prayers, maybe there's a depth in what we are saying we need to understand. Because surely my prayers are not as eloquent, not as poetic as many others are. I pray very simple prayers. So maybe my prayers don't have the power others do. And you might be thinking that as well. In fact, that is, and I mentioned this in other services as well, this is the one area of my ministry I am struggling with most. And in saying that, it's because of being multilingual. So praying in your own mother tongue is something that comes from the heart. But as soon as you pray in a different language, it's kind of as if there's a barrier to that and you have to translate the thoughts of your heart. And that's something that's quite hard to do. So preaching in English, I'm finding much easier. Praying to God in English is a bit harder for me. And so therefore I pray in simple language, in translated language, and I make a lot of mistakes, and I make a lot of grammar mistakes, and I'm hoping that God doesn't count that against me. And I'm sure he doesn't. God doesn't look at our prayers that way. But he does look at how we pray. Because James mentions this. James says in chapter 1, verse 5-8, he says that when we ask things from God, we must believe what we're asking. So the prayers that we believe in, when we have faith in God and we pray those things, he listens to those prayers. In chapter 4, verse 3, James says again that if we ask with the wrong motives, we will not receive. So once again, that kind of qualifies how we should be praying as well. Prayers, in this passage, in fact, James says, prayers need to be earnest. They need to come from the heart. They need to be faithful. They need to be honest. They need to be sincere. They need to be expecting from God. Those kind of prayers, God answers. And they're not always just for the good things in life. In fact, James says this about what Elijah was praying for. And when you realize that this is actually quite extraordinary, Elijah, before he prayed for rain to come, he just prayed for God to bless the weather and bless creation. He actually prayed for drought to come on God's people. Now just think about the impact of that. So Elijah was praying, first of all, for people to suffer, for dams to dry up, for animals to dry because there is no more plant growth, for famine to come over God's people, for bankruptcy, which would be the cause of a drought, for farmers to lose their farms. That is what he was praying for. Why? Because he had wisdom in knowing God, what God's will is. And so therefore our prayers need to be focused on what God wants and not what we want first of all. Well, after 3.5 years, he then turns to God again and asks God for his grace and love to come on this earth and rain to fall again. And it kind of happens in a big way. God listened to his prayers, but God answers his prayers according to his will. But he listens to the prayers that we bring to him faithfully, earnestly, honestly, from our hearts. And those kind of prayers do have an effect. Verse 16 says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Do you realize that when you pray, you have access to all these powerful, or all this power? When God hears these kind of prayers from these kind of people, righteous people, then big things happen, and big things can happen. When you go through the Old Testament, the Bible, there are many examples of how God answers prayers. And they are major. Let me just mention a few. So at one stage, God communicated with Moses and said that he was going to leave his people. He was really upset by his people. And so he wanted to leave the nation of Israel and just move on. And Moses interceded for them. Moses prayed to God for them and prayed and asked God, "Please don't do that. Please stay with us." And because of that, and because of the prayers, God did. If it wasn't for those prayers of Moses, where would we be? Think about other examples. Think about Hannah. So Hannah was a lady who was getting a bit older in life, and she didn't have any children. She couldn't have any children. And yet she turned to God and prayed on her knees. She had camel knees. And so she bowed before God, and God listened to her. God answered her prayer and gave her a son. God created life and gave her a son because of her prayers, according to what the Bible says. That's a powerful prayer. Elijah, we heard tonight, prayed for drought, and for 3.5 years, no rain fell. And that's kind of powerful. Wouldn't it just be great for us to be able to control weather? But Elijah did in praying to God. And then afterwards praying for rain again, and it happened because of his prayers, James says. Those are powerful, powerful examples. Let me mention one more. Elisha, the prophet who followed Elijah, actually once prayed for a boy who was dead to come back to life again, and God raised that boy from the dead. Someone who was dead came to life after Elisha prayed for that. If that doesn't show us how powerful prayers can be, then nothing will. And I think those of you who were there when we had the church camp last year in August might recall us just briefly talking about Revelation 8 as well, and that's such a great passage where we are told that the angel of the Lord took a gold censer and he filled that with incense, which is all our prayers, and he mixed that with burning coals, and he dumped that back on the earth, and it caused lightning and thunder and earthquakes, describing to us that is how God answers our prayers. He answers our prayers by dumping our prayers back on us with such a great, powerful effect. This doesn't mean that there's magical powers in our prayers. It's not our prayers who make these changes, but it's the person we are praying to. There's no magic in the words we are using, but there's a lot of power in the person I am speaking to. It's as if God is saying to us that he's giving us a gift of a key,
and that we can use to unlock a door. And when we unlock and open that door, then God will pour all His power on us. So when we do that, when we actually approach God and ask for things in life and open that door, then God will answer that by working powerfully in our lives. That is the power that prayer has for us. If there was magical powers in our prayers itself, even according to what James says, yeah, then surely we would just go to all who are ill and pray for them, and because of our prayers, which are magical, they then are healed. Or if we then look at the example of Elisha, for example, why don't we just go to all who are dead and pray for them with these magical prayers and they come back to life? It doesn't happen. Prayers are still answered according to God's will. But we have the key to unlock those powers. When we talk to God, He listens and He answers. And He answers in a powerful way. And we shouldn't limit God in what we are asking. See, I think very often we feel powerless because we are thinking, what is really going to matter? What difference will it make? What difference will it make if I pray for those who are suffering from a famine in Africa? What difference will it make? Can it make a difference if I pray for those who are suffering in Syria? Or this or that, this or that. We have access to the Almighty. And if we pray for things, the God who can bring someone who's dead back to life, then this God who created everything can certainly have an impact in anything we pray for. So don't limit God in your thinking and your expectations. But know that He answers according to His will. As we go through this series, let us seek how we can grow and access this more and bow before God more and become weaker. Let's try and see whether we can perhaps grow some camel knees as well and grow in our life of prayer as we talk to God even more. Amen. Please pray with me. Lord God, we thank You for the gift, the wonderful gift of prayer. In Jesus, You have opened a door to us. You've given us access to Your throne room. We can now talk to You directly because You listen to us as if we are Your children in Jesus Christ our Lord. We are Your adopted children, Lord, and as a Heavenly Father, You listen to every single word, every single thought we have. God, and as the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, when You answer our prayers, oh, they are powerful. Lord, when we approach You and ask for forgiveness of sins, You take it out of our lives as if it has never happened. When we pray for life with You, we get life eternal. You are a gracious, loving, almighty God. Lord, there are many things in this life that we are suffering with and struggling with. And so we do pray that we will be able to find wisdom in how we approach You in this. We will grow in our lives of prayer, not limiting You in what we are asking, but knowing that Your will be done. We thank You, Lord, that You treat us in Your love and grace. And even if we don't understand exactly why and how things happen to us, Lord, we do bow before You. We commit ourselves to You and we pray, Lord, that just as old camel knees understood how important prayers are, that we will also grow in that area of our lives. I pray for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The band will come up.